Johannesburg Friday night before I have to get on the plane. Somebody walks to me and asks me where I'm going. I said, no, I'm going to America. Actually, where are you going? I said, no, he's also going to America. Andrea, are you here? I can't see him. But what happened, he asked me, where are you going? I said, no, I'm going to Ohio. He said, oh, you're also going to Ohio. He said, well, where are you going in Ohio? I said, no, I'm going to, I think it's Lorraine. He said, oh, he stays in Lorraine. I said, but where are you going? I said, no, I'm going to speak in a church there. It's on the North Coast. I said, oh, that's my church. I live 3 kilometers from there. So it's, so I always say that the world is not small. The world is big, but God brings us together and it looks small. And I'm going to share with you a little bit of my testimony, how I get to what God was showing me about 5 years ago. I come out of a Christian family. I think it's the Holy Spirit. It's amazing. I come out of a Christian family. I grew up on a farm. My mom, my father, and my mom, and my brother, and my 2 sisters, they're all Christians. So I was grow up in a Christian house, but there was still something missing. And that's what I'm going to tell you about what happened to me in my life. Sorry, my first language is not English. So I'm going to try to with my English. My first language is Afrikaans. So what I want to speak to you about today is that the earth. Every one of us was born to do something on this living earth. Because this earth is alive. But I want to ask you today, and that was my problem for 27 years. I wasn't alive. For 27 years, I hear the truth. But the truth is not enough. There's something more than truth. And if you go to the next clip, is that okay? I can do that. Romans 3, verse 23 says that every one of us was born in sin. But then God sent Jesus to set us free. Now, for 27 years, I don't want Jesus. Because I'm too important. I want to live. I want to do my plans. I want to build God on my foundation. I don't want my foundation on God's. I don't want to put me on God's foundation. Because I was I was in control of my life for 27 years. So there's no faith. There can't be faith because I'm in control. I don't know what is love. Because the own self is too important. I want to be successful. I want to be the man. I was playing rugby playing with professional sport for 9 years, trying to be successful. And I was there. I was there in one of the top sides in South Africa. But still, it's not going to help to be successful and there's no love. Because I'm looking for something. Something is missing in my life. That's why I try to be successful. So I'm doing all these things to be something. And if you look at the next clip, is that what the problem was in my life, there was so much guilt in my life. When I make a mistake, I keep it for myself. You see, if you're in control of your life, you have to sort it out yourself. You see, that was my problem. I tried to do everything on my own. And I was in control of my life. If you look at rugby is a sport in South Africa. It's a very famous sport in South Africa. Rugby was my God. Rugby was everything for me. I grew up in a family where everything is rugby. So that means rugby is my God. And God asked me, I will come to that now, but pride, there was so much pride in my life. Don't want to speak to somebody about my problems. Want to keep it for myself. Can't give my problems to God because I don't know God. I hear about Him. I hear about every Sunday that Jesus died for me on the cross. I know that. But that's not enough. It's not enough that you know that Jesus died for you on the cross. And there was so much fear in my life. I was a negative person. Everything in my life was negative. If something bad happened to me, I stay negative. Today I can say, if something bad happened to me, I'm so positive out of that. Because we don't have to get negative anymore. And the last one, I always say to myself, I'm a sinner. I'm a loser. Because that's what you're saying to yourself. I'm not a loser anymore. Because I know that God just loves me. If you look at the next clip, I'm putting an eagle there. It's also amazing when I arrived here because the eagle is very near to my heart. Every one of us sitting here today, we are all eagles. There's no chicken here. We're all eagles. But the problem in my life was that for 27 years, this eagle was sitting on this mountain. And it's not going to help you sit on your mountain and know the truth and don't do something. And I was sitting there for 27 years, didn't realize how much God loves me because I'm so special to God. And every one of us are special to God. I couldn't trust God in my first 27 years. I couldn't trust Him. So I can't fly because I don't trust Him. I don't know His character. And if you look at the next clip, is I was a Christian for 27 years, but no heart for Jesus. And there is a difference because in South Africa, 90% of South African people are all Christians. They say they're Christians. But where's the heart for Jesus? I don't know how is it in America, if there's a lot of Christians in America saying they're Christians, but do they really live it? And so today, I love God so much because I say to people the other day, I've got so many mistakes still in my life. I got mistakes. That's why I still love God so much. Because if I got no mistakes anymore, I don't need God anymore. So I got still mistakes in my life. No one of us can say that I have arrived. No one. If you look at that clip, I've just put that in. And that was what God was speaking to me about for today. The way, the truth, and the life. I think for 27 years in my life, I was grow up in a family where I know the way and I know the truth. I was reading this Bible every day. I was reading it. And I know the truth. But there was one thing that I didn't understand. And that was the blood of Jesus. The cross. If you really understand what Jesus did for you on the cross, you got to start to move from the truth to start to live it. The truth is not enough. You need the truth and the life. And that's why I'm putting that red line there, is that the blood of Jesus has set me free. And the blood of Jesus set me free on the age of 27. That's the first time I realized how much God loves me. Because when I was playing professional rugby, I was like a leader in the team, reading out of the Bible for the team. But it wasn't out of the spirit. It was out of my flesh. You see, I do it because I feel guilty. I have to do something for God. You know, I don't have to do something for God. You must just fall in where He is busy. Because if you do something for God, you only love Him. Listen what I'm saying here. It's not going to help you just love God. You must be in love with God. There's a difference. There's a difference to be in love with God. Because when you're in love with God, you don't have to do anything anymore. Because He's going to do everything for you. So the 21st of August, I've got an amazing experience in my home where God met me. And I was finished with life. I don't want to go on anymore. And that night, God just asked me, when are you going to give your life to me? And I realized, but I said to Him, but I give my life to you. When I was in school, I give my heart to you, give everything to you. And He said, no. I want your everything. He don't want 50% or 60%. He wants 100%. And people, it's not easy to be a Christian because if you stand up every day, you have to die every day in yourself to find out what God wants to do. And that night I realized how much God loves me because I know that I'm amazing for God. And every one of you sitting here are amazing for God. Doesn't matter how many mistakes you make in your past, and how many mistakes you're still going to make. He loves you. And he's going to be there forever. But the problem is, we are the problem. We move away from him. So today I'm staying on this blood of Jesus. I'm staying on this red. And it's amazing you got the red on today. And when I was seeing you today, the red means so much for me because the red gives me the life. And that is the love. Celebrating God's love. That's what it is about. That's the gospel. It's love. The gospel is so simple. It's so easy. If you look at that, that's what I was talking about. For 27 years, I love God. Read my Bible, pray every night, but it was like I have to do it. But today, I'm in a love relationship with him. Because I need him to do something through me. And there is freedom. There is so much freedom in that. There is love. I can love somebody else. It's not about me anymore. It's about giving. It's not about receiving. You see, if you live and you're in control of your life, it's about you. It's about what I can do on the earth for me. And how many cars I can have. How many houses I can have on earth. You're going to leave that. One day when you die, you're going to leave all that stuff. Today, I thank God that I don't have to receive anymore, but that I can give. Because the blood of Jesus helped me to give. So that, I'm just putting that on. That's the freedom. An eagle who starts to fly. There's vision. God wants to give every one of you vision. It's time to fly away from that mountain you're sitting on. It's not going to help you sit there the whole time. We have to trust God and fly. But you can only fly when you know how much God loves you. Then you can fly. If you know God's character, then this Bible will start to live. If you don't know God's character, it's only going to stay the truth. But this Bible must break open for you so that God can show you what to do. So today, I've given every one of you some of these bracelets. I hope everyone got a bracelet with the whole message on. And the Holy Spirit is fighting for his plan in my life. And that is what the white means. Is that and that the blood has paid the price. And the new foundation is a white now. So now we grow out of Christ. And the next clip is growing Christ is green. And Jesus is my role model now. And forgiveness. I just want to share with you something about forgiveness. About what happened to me with a friend. I was playing rugby. And I went to this other team. And the guy was sitting there. And they kill his father and his brother in a robbery. And I went to him. I said, Louis, the people that kill your father, did you forgive the people? He said, yes, I forgive them what they did to my father. And I asked him the next thing, and that is the key. Did you pray a blessing over them? And he said, no, I'm not going to bless them. Actually, you have to bless them. You can't just forgive them. You have to bless your enemy. Because if somebody do something to you, it's not that person do something to you. I don't know how to say it in English now, but it's a spirit coming out of that person. You have to love that person. You have to pray to that person. You have to pray to your enemy. And you have to bless your enemy. So that the devil can die and Jesus can stand up there. Because we want more Jesus. And that's why we pray for that. And I explained to him. And because it's also, you have to get free of that. Because God wants to use you. If you've got an enemy in your life, please, you have to get free from that. Starts to pray for your enemy. Starts to bless your enemy so that God can use you. And when I was talking to him about that, he said to me, I didn't know it's so easy to bless my enemy. And he starts to pray, and half an hour later, I want to cut the story a bit. He was at the reserve. He didn't play for the team. And the coach at that stage, I was very good friends of him. And he don't want to put him in the team. And I said to him, put him in the team. God wants to bless him. And he said, no, I'm going to put somebody else in because in his position, somebody was injured. And I said, please, Franz, put him in the team. God wants to bless him. And that Saturday, he put him in the team and he kicked 7 out of 7 goals. the Saturday after that, he was man of the match of that game. And the match after that, I was sitting in my home and watching it on TV, and he was man of the match of the final. And what I'm telling you here is that, why is the blessing so much on him? Because he was releasing from that. So that was amazing testimony what happened. I just thank God for that. It's not me. It's just you just have to go and what is it in English? I'm not sure now. But you have to be faithful. Yeah, I think it's like that. And then the supernatural. I think sometimes we live so in the realistic world. We're not going to see God in the realistic world. We have to go to the supernatural. And only, I've got a big dream. I want you to pray for that. Because it's so impossible. There's a lot of people laughing to me and said, it's impossible. And then I just laughed to them and said, it's amazing that you talk to me like that. Because I want you to know it is impossible. Because if you think I can do it, then people's going to think it's me. And people must see it's God. I've got a vision that God was speaking to me about 6 years ago, is that he's going to raise up a gospel rugby team. And that rugby team is going to go into the world, not the rugby, not that balls, but the gospel. We're just using the world's tools to get the gospel out. So I want you to pray for that, because we are so far, and the logo of this team is the Eagles. I was playing 9 years for the Eagles rugby, and God was talking to me and said, I must lay that down and go fully into ministry. And I'm going to come back with this ministry team one day. We're going to make the whole team, the jersey, we're going to make it in the four colors with that bracelet. So that is what we trust God for. So I just want you to pray for that, please. I just want to go a bit on. So we have to go into the supernatural so that we can see God. I just want to... This is our South African money. I just want to share something with you. While I was playing rugby, I will say to people that rugby players, professional players, they can't give, because it's all about themselves. If it's about yourself, you can't give. It's because it's about you. So I was already finished with rugby. I was doing for a year. I was doing the spiritual work in the team, And God lay in my heart, and he said I must draw money, 50 rand, that is South African money, and I must make it, one of them I must make false in the same color. And all of them were sitting in front of me, and I asked him, is any one of you want this? And they said that nobody wants. They can't believe that I'm going to give them money. They can't believe it's impossible. And I said, boys, it's a 50 rand. Who wants this? And one of the guys in front said, give it to me, please. And I said, yeah, I want to give it to you. And first, I take the false one. And I said, somebody wants this, and nobody wants it. And I take the real one, and he said, I want it. And I give it to him, I take the whole pack out. I say, somebody else who wants 50 rand. And they sit there, and one of the guys said, Moni, don't give your money to the guys, man. Don't do that. I said, no, I just want to give today. I just want to give you something. And all the guys, they're putting their hands up, and I give every one of them a 50 rand. And I take the false one out again. I said, listen, guys, for 27 years of my life, I was false. There was no value. Nobody wants me. Nobody wants that. And you all just show me today that you want Jesus. Because it's only Jesus who can give you the value. You see... If you take this 50 rand, say this is a 50 rand, and you do this with it, and sometimes you go through bad patches in your life, sometimes you feel, I'm not 50 rand worth anymore, I'm 20 rand worth, I'm 1 rand worth, that's not true. You will stay 50 rand forever. No one of us can go to 10 rand or 20 rand. We are 50 rand forever. So I just want to share that with you. Now I'm going to share with you the what God, when I was meeting God the 21st of August in my home, when he was said to me, I want your whole life, and he asked me, what is your God? And I said, God, you are my God. And he said, no, you lied to me. Rugby is your God. Will you lay down your first love for me? And I want to ask you now, What do you love the most? That comes up to you now. Will you lay that down for God? It's not easy. You see, we have to pay a price to receive a blessing. And it's not easy. I'm challenging you today. We have to pay a price to receive a blessing. For my family, it was very tough. How can I just leave Rugby and go full for God? It was very hard for them. And for me, it was very hard for my wife too. She couldn't understand because we move out in faith now. We're going to trust God now. But you see, it's easy to do that because I know God loves me. He's going to be there for me. And that's what we must know, that he is always going to be there for you. You have to do that step in faith. And I'm going to share with you what living ball means. Living ball means that God created the earth as a living ball. But you need the foundation of Jesus to live on this living ball. Otherwise, you're going to be dead. You need Jesus. Jesus is the real thing. I've seen when I was in last year, I was in India. I speak to a lot of Muslims and a lot of Hindus. We're all sitting around the table and I'm sharing with them what I'm doing with the balls. And they say, oh, it's great. You're serving God. And he speaks to me. And I know the trouble is going to come when I speak to them about Jesus. Because they're going to ask me now this message. And I was sitting around the table and I start sharing them how it works. And they were so cross when I start talking to them about the blood of Jesus. And I will start laughing inside, and I know that we're on the right track. Because Jesus is the key. And just want to share. So this is the message. Every one of us was born in sin. For 27 years I was there. I was a Christian, but I was there. Because I was in control of my life. But then, and that is what we must understand, is that the blood of Jesus has set every one of us free. We don't, we can all have to go in freedom now. So thank you for the blood of Jesus. Because now I can build a relationship with God. I can read my Bible. I'd never have to go away from Him anymore. I can be there forever with Him. And then the Holy Spirit will come over you. You're going to hear God's voice. And you're going to do what God is saying to you. You're not going to sit on that mountain. You're going to start to fly. And then you're going to grow in Christ. But when you fly like an eagle, sometimes that eagle falls. He makes mistakes. Because if you sit on a mountain, this nice Christian, just sitting on the mountain, you have to go and fly to have a character. A Christian sitting on a mountain, do nothing, he's got no character. I always say to people, if I die one day, I don't want to be a soccer ball that is nice and new. I want to live this life. I'm going to live, say, 70 years or to 80. And I want to make a difference in this world. I don't just want to sit there on my mountain. The vision that God gave me is Africa. Now, I live in the far south of South Africa. That's where I come from. I asked God, why did He give me the vision? Because I'm not somebody important. Nobody knows me, really. And God said, it's not about you. It's about me. And that is the vision that God gave me for Africa. Because there's a lot of pastors in Africa. There's a lot of Christians in Africa, but they don't have a tool. They don't have a tool to spread the gospel with. So that's an easy way to spread the gospel, because in Africa, every child wants a soccer ball. That is why we use the soccer balls and rugby. This is my sport. That's my sport, what I was playing. So in South Africa, there's a lot of the rugby balls. And so this is the soccer ball we use in Africa. So that's a rugby ball, a netball. It's like a basketball, the netball. I think we must for America, we must bring in the basketballs. So and then the soccer ball is on the other side there. So now it's easy to speak in Africa. The pastor, when he walk in Africa and children run to him, he can speak to them about the gospel in an easy way and simple way with the four colors. And when I was in Uganda, when I was talking to them there, they don't want to speak to me. They just want the soccer ball. That's what they want. So, this was in Mozambique. So what we do, we speak to take out about 100 soccer balls there and speak to them how it works, and then we give every one of them a soccer ball. And I'm not saying that a soccer ball is going to change somebody's life, but it's a tool that can help. So that is... This is just a few photos. I just want to go quick. This one in Ethiopia last year. That's 1,000 pastors in Ethiopia. And I speak to them about the gospel, and I take about 1,200 bulls to Ethiopia, make it in their language so that they can understand how it works. And that's 1,000 pastors. Everyone's got a bull. And you must see how much life is coming out of that people when I give them a soccer ball. Because it's something that can work with. It's something that you can play with. It's life. It's not just only like only the Bible, but it's a tool now that I can use. So I just want to give this ball to the guy in the blue there. Yeah, you. This is Uganda. That's where I also take about 100 balls last year. Next year we're going to take 1,000 balls to Uganda, and because I think that is also where your heart is. That's where I met this guy. And what an amazing man.
You got an amazing husband. When I was with him there, we jog a few times, and I hope this guy he can run with me. it was amazing to jog with Louis, and it's also amazing for me to be here today. And thank you that I can come here and tell you my story.
That is the balls in Africa, exchanging a dead ball for a living ball. Now, you can also see this is 20, that's my life, 27 years, the old ball. But then God sent Jesus to set us free to have a living ball now. So that is my heart, is to give children in Africa balls that they can play with. Not only a ball, but let's give him the hope on the ball too. So this is just... There's just a few photos while I was speaking to the children, giving them balls. This was in Africa, about 10,000 balls. Last year we distributed to all that countries. This is soccer outreaches we do in South Africa. This is what we do in schools. We're using the boards. This is all the people helping me in South Africa. This is just, we got a car in the four colors. So we're touring through the country. And this is, I started in 2002 with 600 balls. And last year, we distributed about 20,000 balls. And this year, I know for America, that's not so many balls. But for South Africa and Africa, it's plenty of balls. And this year, about 15,000 balls. And what I want to tell you this, people, I paid a price to do this. Because I didn't do this. God do this. Because I didn't step out of rugby with money to get balls. God provide. And I see so many miracles. Because he's doing everything. I don't have to do anything anymore. This is just how they make a ball in India. With the four colors. That's the bracelets I hand out to you today. Just want to go through all. This is the golf days. What we do with golf days is try to reach out to business people. So all of them play with this white ball. And then there's one hole. They don't know about the red ball. Now they have to play with this red ball. And we start to preach to them. And we tell them how this red... And they stand with beer in their hand. And we start to tell them what this blood of Jesus did for them. And it's so amazing. I've got so many testimonies that people were starting to cry there while I was speaking to them about this red ball. And so, yeah, he was also doing this. I'm speaking to them. you can maybe do this in your area too of the golf balls. This is my office in South Africa. This is my last trip to Burundi. I've just sending out 1,000 balls to Burundi. Step in faith, also there's in Rwanda, Kigali, Burundi, Bujumbura. That was the two places where I was speaking to the pastors, handing them out balls. So we make the card in the language so that they can understand it too. This is the Minister of Sport. It's amazing how God is opening a door to get to the Minister of Sport. And he's helping me to get the balls into their country now. The president of Burundi is a reborn Christian. He's got his own soccer team, and his soccer team's name is Alleluia. And we're going to make his soccer team now in the four colors. So he's going to play with the soccer team in the four colors. That's my leader in Burundi helping me. That's some of the pastors there. That's with the training, how the ball, to show them how it works. This is Burundi, the ball's going to Burundi now. I've just sent the balls off to Burundi. I want you please pray for this, because in Africa, it's not easy to send all this stuff, because sometimes somebody steals some of this stuff. And so please pray for that the balls will come to the right places. So that was Burundi. So what I'm doing, I'm trying to get business people involved, what I'm doing, to help with balls, so that I can take the balls to Africa. So how it works, business people help, say they help with $10 or $15 on a monthly basis, or what you can afford. And what I do, I give the balls to the missionaries for free, because I can't pay for that. But the feedback, what I'm getting back, I show to the business people what happened with their money, because that's important. Because we must work as a body together. God called me to do this, but I need the business people around this to help so that we can get the balls into Africa. So that's how it works. And so I want to, if God lay on your heart, maybe to help us with balls, come speak to me afterwards. Only if God lay on your heart. Don't do it because you feel you just want to do it. If God lay on your heart to get involved, to help us with balls, you can speak to me afterwards. That is my website. You can go to the website and see what is happening. And you can also get balls from there if you want balls. I haven't got balls here. I only got a few balls. I want to hand these balls out. I forget about it. I just want to give the pastor's wife a ball. And I'm allowed to kick you or not? I just want to... Okay, that's the one left. No, I want to give it to him. Okay. So that is the website you can go and watch, and email addresses. If some of you guys want to see what we do every month. Yeah, now I'm tired. I have to start practice again. If you want to see what we do every month, I've got forms at the back that you can just fill in so that I can send emails to you what you do. So please, that's important for me, because then you can pray for us what we do also. This is a Uganda trip that we're doing with 1,000 balls. Pray for that too, because Uganda is also your heart. This is the braces. I've got a few braces at the back. If you want the bracer, this is how it looks like. This is my wife and my kid. And please pray for them too. because I'm moving a lot through Africa, and please. Now I want to end off with this story. This is a woman who's with me with Living Ball, and we're also working together. She's in the Indianapolis at the moment. She should have been here today, but she couldn't make it with me. I just want to share with this. I was in a motor accident, and the child fell out of the car, and he's got a heavenly experience, how God was talking to him. And I just want to share with you something about Angel. I've got 15 of these books here. It's $12 a book if you want a book. It's an amazing book. You have to read this. I only got 15. But if you look at the next clip, because Aldo, he's the son, he's talking about these angels protecting him. And I can't understand this. And I was in standard 6 and 7 in school, very sick. And there was one pill who was healing me. And now I was just feeling that God laid my heart that he must start using this pill. Because it's a long story. Don't want to talk too much now. But when she gave me the CD cover, I was seeing an angel on the CD cover. I just want to show you the angel. Can you see the red is making towards the left? There's an angel standing. Can you see the angel? It's standing like this. And there is, you can see the wings. Can you see the wings? And that's the angel protecting Aldo. And if you look just above the angel, there's like a dark circle. And that is Aldo. And what God is showing me there is the flesh. His flesh is dead. But the spirit comes to heal him. And that was what's happening at the moment. And then you see like two hands just above that. It looks like the brain. The two hands. And then there's a black circle. That's what is the injured on his brain at the moment. And then above that, there's a white light coming over that. And that is the healing process that God is going to do. Who is going to heal him? You can see the hands on top. God is going to heal him. Not doctors, but God is going to heal him. So, and I know God is going to use him so big in this world, Aldo, and how God is healing him, because he was like dead. And then it's just amazing. So if you want the full story, I've got a few books here for you today about that. Thank you very much. I just want to, if it's possible, I just want to end off with a prayer, and I hope I can pray in English. God, I just want to thank you for this morning today, and while we were speaking here, I know, Father, while I was speaking, you were speaking to people in other ways, Father. Father, I just want to thank you for this morning. I want you to bless this church, Father. Father, thank you, Father, that I can see this church doesn't just only know the truth, but they know the life. And Father, because that is where you are, is the life. And thank you for that, Father. Thank you for Jesus. Father, because Jesus died for us on the cross, Father. Father, and I've asked you today, there's a lot of people sitting here in front of me who maybe feel they're not there yet. Father, I want you to touch them now, Father, that they can understand what the blood of Jesus did for them on the cross. And Father, thank you, Father, that I know in the age of 27 that Jesus died for me on the cross. Father, and that means that you love me so much. And I want to thank you that I can die today myself too. Because Father, Jesus did it for me first, and now I have to do it. And I want to lay my life down for you today, again. Because I want to see what you want to do, and not what I want to do. I want you to bless this church, and what they have to do in the future, Father. I want to bless America, Father, what they are doing for this world. Amen.
Can you join in this morning? Thank you, Manny. You may be seated for just a moment, church. What we want to do this morning, do you feel the presence of the Lord? It's a bit overwhelming. What we want to do this morning is give you an opportunity to sow into this ministry that goes across the world and brings the hope of Christ. I was moved by the picture of the dead ball, with the little boy holding the dead ball and then holding the other ball. I was moved because, just like Manny said, it kind of represented my old life and now my new life. And so we want to give every person in here an opportunity. If you wish to sow a seed, you can do so right now. And the ushers are coming in as you prepare your gift, if you choose to give or if you don't choose to give. But every cent, we will make sure that goes to Manny and his work of providing life and bringing the message and using the balls as a tool. You know, soccer's not as big here as it is across the globe. But in other countries, it's huge. It's like it's like our baseball here and like our basketball. It's enormous, and it is a tool. When you go to Haiti, even those little kids, they just want the ball. They just want you to play soccer with them because it's so big. And so it's a tool that God is using, and God has raised up Manny to do this project miraculously by His mighty hand. So let's just offer our gifts right now and pray for them. Father, thank you for the opportunity to give to this incredible work that we can sense now that the Holy Spirit is doing in Africa and across the world. We just pray that you would bless every giver this morning and every gift in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You can pass those. If you're here this morning and the message touched you and you don't know Christ, we want to offer you what that red means in that ball. And it means salvation. And if you don't know Him, we want to give you that opportunity to come forward today. It's just trusting Him and leaning your every bit of confidence in Christ and what He did for you. If you'd like to pray for somebody this morning, can we all stand this morning? If you'd like to give your heart to Christ this morning, our altar ministers are coming and they'll pray with you and confirm that. And you can be sure, steadfast to the end, that you are indeed born again. Also this morning, we want to pray for those who might have need. If you have need in your life this morning, if there's something that is weighing on your heart, if there's something heavy that you need the Lord to touch, or if you just want to worship this morning, we want to offer the altar to you and say that it's open. Can we pray before we dismiss, church? Let's pray. Father, thank you for the awesome message this morning and the opportunity to give to you. To give you our hearts. God, we just bless you and thank you for this message that was given to us this morning that once again made us alive. Made us alive, God. You've made us alive this morning. Thank you, God, that we never forget this message of hope in you. May we never become routine. May we never do things out of ceremony or religion, God. But may our hearts ever be drawn to you in relationship and close to you, God. May we walk with you in harmony, in richness of relationship. We thank you, God, for this morning and give you praise. And all of God's people said amen. Amen. Live right. Love everybody. Pray hard. Don't forget Thursday nights. Pastor will be back from England and he'll bring a powerful word. If you need prayer, come. Don't forget the product table as you go. God loves you. Be blessed as you go.